the morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayim. We're on the third pasuk, Gemalatu Tov Elora. We're talking about the way of creation that Ra can destroy a lot of good. I'd like to share with you a very important Ramban. In Parashat Vayhi, the Ramban is commenting on a pasuk in the parasha where Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha to Yehuda, and he says, Lo yasur shevet mihuda. Shevet is referring to the leadership, the rule. Yehuda, we know, was the shevet that had malchut. The kings of Am Yisrael came from Yehuda. This is what Yaakov Avinu blessed the tribe of Yehuda. Says the Ramban on this pasuk. What does it mean, Lo Yasur? So says the Ramban, it wasn't just a blessing. It's a commandment. Lo Yasur. No Jew, aside from the tribe of Yehuda, is allowed to be a melech. I mean, it's not just a prophecy. It's not just a blessing. I bless you, you should be a melech. No, it's more than that. It's a commandment. Lo yasur. Lo yasur means you can never have someone from Yehuda's brothers or their children forever be a melech. Ki malchut Yisrael, says the Ramban, the malchut, the kings of the Jewish people, mimenu yeh, has to be from him. Ve'lo yimshol ehad me'ehav alav. No one else from his brothers can be a king over him. Ramban has a problem with this. I'm sure somebody here is thinking, wait, what about Shaul HaMelech? We know that Shemuel HaNavi lived in a time when there wasn't yet a king. For hundreds of years, there was no king in Am Yisrael. From Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to Shmuel, there was no melech. They have what they called shoftim. They were judges. They weren't kings. They didn't have the power of a king. And for hundreds of years, that's how they operated. And then they came, the Jewish people came to Shmuel and they told him, we need a melech, we need a king, we need one, we want one. And Hashem told Shmuel to anoint Shaul HaMelech as the king of Am Yisrael. Shaul was not from Yehuda. Shaul was from Benjamin. Says the Ramban, if it's a commandment that no king can come from anywhere but Yehuda, how did Hashem choose Shaul HaMelech? We know that Shaul HaMelech lost his melucha because of something he did or didn't do in the war of Amalek. But bottom line, he was chosen. How could it be? Big question. Says the Ramban, the Inyan Sha'ul ayah. You want to know about Sha'ul? He says, that's a different story. He says, because Ba'avur Shedavar She'elata Malchut Ba'etai, meaning at that time when the Jewish people asked for a king, Nit'av Etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was something like a to'eva. It was considered something negative in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem didn't appreciate it that they asked for a melech. He says, he explains a little later, why didn't Hashem appreciate what they're asking for? So normal to have a leader, to have a king. Every nation has a king. What's the problem? Especially in those days, that was the prime minister, that was the president. Today we have much less kings. But in those days, that was the way government operating. What they ask? They wanted leadership. You wanted a government. What's so bad about that? Says the Ramban, in those days, believe it or not, in the Jewish nation, for hundreds of years, they had a judge, a wise person who gave them clarity. He was a Navi, he was a prophet. And they would fight their wars al pi Hashem. Just for example, take the first war they had when they entered Eretz Israel, Yericho. They had the battle against the Goyim in Yericho. How'd they do it? Well, they didn't even throw one grenade. They surrounded the city 7 times, and the city fell over. They were living a very high level of miraculous life. In those days, there was no king necessary because Hashem was their king. We say Hashem Melech every day. But they actually live Hashem Melech every day. A person who says Hashem Melech and is scared of his enemy, so something wrong. Hashem is your melech. You have to go with confidence. Elama, don't really believe what you're saying 100%. In those days, as the Pasuk told, Hashem told him, he told Shmuel. Shmuel was very unhappy when they came to ask for a king. Even though the Torah commands us to have a king, but it's only bedi'abad. When the Torah says that we should appoint a king, Pasuk says in Parashat Shoftim, Ki tavo el ha'aretz, when you come to the land of Israel, and you're going to settle the land. Ve'amarta. And then you're going to say, Asima alai melech. Let me place a king upon me. Kechol ha'goyim asher sevivotai. Like all the nations have. Normal. Says the Pasuk, Som tasim alecha melech. Then you must place a king upon you. So we see that it's actually a mitzvah. It's one of the 613 mitzvot to have a king. So why is Hashem upset with them that they asked for a king? Answer is, if you notice the words of the Torah, it's a very strange introduction to the mitzvah. It says here, when you say, I want a king, then you're commanded to have a king. Could you imagine if someone says, someone reads in the Torah, and you say, you want to put on tefillin, you're commanded to put on tefillin. And when you say, you want to eat matzah and pesah, when you say that, you're commanded to eat matzah and pesah. Since when does a mitzvah begin with what we say? But here it's very odd. The pasuk says, when you say, Asima alai melech, when you say, I want to have a king, Som tasim alecha melech, you're commanded to have a king. Very odd type of mitzvah. The explanation is that really this mitzvah is best not observed. Is there such a mitzvah best not observed? Yeah. For example, we have a mitzvah. One of the 613 mitzvot is divorce. To get divorced is one of the 613. If a person lived his whole life, didn't get divorced, he missed one mitzvah. Now, what kind of mitzvah is this? Is this what Hashem is telling us? That when we get married, He wants us to get divorced? Of course not. So what kind of mitzvah is it? So the mitzvah is situational. If you're in a state where divorce is necessary, sometimes it is, so then you're commanded to do it and do it the right way. So here also, this mitzvah of having a melech is bedi'avad. It's not the preferred. The preferred is that Hashem is your king. You not only say Hashem melech, but you live it every moment of your life. If Hashem is your king and you have such a bitachon in Hashem, you don't need a melech. You don't need a king. If you declare that Hashem is your king, Hashem will take care of you like He took care of our people for hundreds of years without a king. But the pasuk says, if you come and you ask and you say, I want a king. Oh, why do you want a king? Ah, you want a king because you don't have Hashem as your king the way He's supposed to. At that point, you lost your protection from Hashem. Because according to your bitachon in Hashem, according to how much trust you have in Hashem, that's how much Hashem is going to be there for you. The more He is your king, the more He will be your king. And the less you put Him as your king, the less He will be your king. So the Torah says, oh, you want a king? Which means you don't feel protected enough by Hashem. At that point, you must have a king because now you lost your protection. And now you have to go through the natural route of having a king like all the other nations. You can't be relying on a miracle. If Hashem is your king, the nature is that Hashem will protect you. That's not even called a miracle. That is the way of life. If you put your full trust in Hashem, Hashem is there for you. Unbelievably. But if you don't have full trust, that's why you're asking for a king. At this point, you have no choice. You're commanded to have a king because you need protection. So therefore, asking for a king is not a good thing. Like the pasuk says, Shmuel told them, "V'Adonai Elohechem Malkechem." What are you asking? Moshe, when Shmuel heard their request, he was upset. He didn't like what they asked. He told them, God is your king. What do you need a king for? And even when Hashem told Shmuel, he told him, Shmuel, don't be upset. It wasn't you that they despised. Lo otcha mazu. Ki oti mazu. It was a knock on me, God said. Mi meloch alehem. Says the Ramban, because they didn't ask properly, because this was not appropriate, therefore, lo natan lahem malchut shel kayama. That's why Hashem didn't give that king that they requested. He didn't give them a king that would have kiyum. It was like a temporary appointment because it wasn't asked in the right time, the right way. I guess there's another type of situation that they can ask for a king that would be more appropriate. I don't know. Ramban doesn't say. But for sure, at that time, it wasn't the right time. And it wasn't asked the right way. And therefore, Hashem sent him Shaul, who is not really fitting to be a king because it was a temporary appointment. But that's not what I came to share with you today. The Ramban goes on to say, listen to this. Vezeh haya Onesh HaHashmonaim. We know the great family of the Hashmonaim. They were the heroes of Hanukkah. You have to know that the time of Hanukkah was a great danger for Judaism, not only for that moment, but forever. The Greeks were very powerful. And their goal was to annihilate Judaism, which they had the power to do. They were very powerful and they influenced the entire world. And it was happening until a few brave men from the family of Hashmonaim, Kohanim, they came and they saved the Jewish people. They waged a war against the Greeks that were very powerful. In today's world, it's like a small family goes to fight against the United States. It's not possible. That was the war that happened at that time. Rabim be'ad me'atim. It was many, many soldiers in the hands of a few people. So they saved, not just, they didn't save us from death. They saved Judaism. That's why we celebrate Hanukkah till today. Because if not for Hanukkah, we wouldn't be here today. There wouldn't be no Judaism today without the Hashmonaim. They saved us. Anytime you see a Bet Midrash full of people learning, you have to know the Zichut. Hashmonaim. It's a big deal. It wasn't like a momentary issue. The Ramban calls them Hasidei Elyon. It's a very high-level title. Hasidei, the pious Elyon, they were top. Ve'ilmalehem, if not for them, nishtakehu ha-Torah ve'amitzvot mi-Israel. There'd be no Ramban, there'd be no Torah, there'd be no Judaism today. Remember that. Ve'af al-pichen, says the Ramban, with all of that, imagine the zechut. Not one Jew living with Torah and Mitzvot. The entire Jewish world for thousands of years What kind of merit is that? Says the Ramban, the af al pichen, and even so, ne'enshu onesh gadol. They got punished. He calls it a very large punishment. What would happen? This was in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. When they won the war, they ended up being a king. They took the position of the king, Hashmonai, the father. Arba'at b'nei Hashmonai, four sons. Molchim zeh hazeh, they were kings one after the other. They were Kohanim, they were great people. But they, I don't know the full story, but bottom line, they became the Melech of Am Yisrael. It says the Ramban, because of that, they fell in the hands of their enemies. And so great was this onish. He quotes a Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra. Kol man de amar, anybody today, today meaning in those days, talking about 1500 years ago, anyone who would say, mi bet hashmonai ka'atena, I trace my family lineage to the Hashmonaim. There are people today that will tell you, I have lineage all the way to David HaMelech. Okay, we got to check out what they're saying. It could be. If someone tells you, I come from the family of Hashmonaim, which were much later than David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Avdahu, he's an Eved. He must be a slave. Why? Because they were all wiped out. There is no family Hashmonaim. Gone. Wiped out. They were taken over by their slaves and they wiped them out. No more family Hashmonaim. Forever. This Ramban explaining the story of the Hashmonaim is very, very powerful. It really is eye-opening. We've been talking about Gemalatu Tov Velo Ra. We've been talking about how a person cannot use his goodness to be a veil over doing the wrong thing. It's not like that. Guy does a mitzvah, he takes off for 3 days. Guy builds a yeshiva, checks out for a year. Baruch Hashem, we all do so much more good than that. But you see how far this goes. Even the zechut of the entire Jewish world for thousands of years doesn't negate an evil, a ra, that was done. You have to know that. It's a very powerful thing. Again, I'll repeat again what I've been saying for the last few days. Person makes a mistake, you can make up that mistake. Make teshuvah. Take ownership. Fix it. That's not a problem. But to feel that because I have done so much, so I can slide down the hill That's what we're talking about. No amount of goodness, no amount of charity, no amount of Torah, no amount of any righteousness can be enough to cover something wrong. I don't know if there's a greater example in history than this. The 2,500 years, 2,300 years, whatever it is, the Jewish people's existence spiritually is because of these people. Yet because they did something wrong, which I guess they knew better, whatever the Yetzer Hara they had, I'm sure there was a good reason for it. The bottom line, it was something wrong that they did. And all that merit did not help them. Like Ramban says, they were completely wiped out. One of the great principles of life that I believe most people are unaware of. The more we learn about the subject, the more we realize how lacking we are in this hashkafa, in this mindset. But this was the secret of great people. This is the secret of great people. Knowing what we're learning today, that it's not enough to do tov. You have to make sure there's also lo ra. Is the secret of greatness in this world. Forget next world. In this world. Success in this world. Secret is knowing tov velo ra. Don't stop by tov. Don't put a period there. Not enough. Tov velo ra. How do I know it's the secret in this world? Listen to this Gemara in Masechet Megillah. Gemara over there has many conversations that students had with their rabbi. Happens to be all these conversations were with rabbis who lived a very long, good life. Long years, healthy years. It's so beracha in these years. So the Gemara has a lot of conversations. Students to their rabbi who had such a zechut, such a merit to live a long, healthy, good life. Not so simple to live a long, healthy, good life. So the Gemara over there shares with us conversations between the student and the rabbi, and they all ask the same question. If we would see that rabbi, we also would ask that question. Same question. When you see something special, don't just say, wow, very nice, move on. Know that in life, when you see something special, someone special, ask, how did that happen? Success in life, real success, is not a lottery. It's real. It's cause, effect. So they all ask the same question, not in the same Beit Midrash. They're all different places, but they all ask the same exact question. That's a musar in itself, by the way. Same question. You see someone successful, ask him, how? You see someone has a great marriage, for 70 years, ask him out. You see someone raise a great family, how'd you do it? Anything good that you see that was long lasting, it's not just a, wow, beautiful, so nice, ah, so beautiful. Ashrecha, ah, you're so fortunate. That sounds like you're a lucky man. No, it's not how a Jew views success in real things. In money, you can get lucky. In some other things, you can get lucky. But in real life, long-lasting success, you don't get lucky. First thing you do when you see someone who is successful in something for a long period, ask him how. It's amazing. They all ask the same question. They all ask him. For example, Sha'alu talmidav et Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. The students of Rabbi Elazar, they asked him. They all asked him. Bema he'erachta yamim. With what did you have long, good life? Obviously, it says long, but if the long life was spent on a respirator and a coma, lo alenu, I don't think they would ask this question. Obviously, they're asking about long life and good life. Mm. He asked them, how'd you do it? So says Rabbi Elazar, let me give you the first one. He says to them, Mi amai, in my entire life, in all my days, lo asiti kapandria lebeta knesset. I never used the shul as a shortcut. Person is not allowed to use a shul as a shortcut. Halakha that we would think about. Says Rabbi, I'm sure they were shocked when they heard this. Like that. They were expecting, who knows, tikkun hatzot every night. I used to sleep only 3 hours. I don't know. Who knows what they were expecting? He says, I never used the shul as a shortcut. And also mi amai, in all my days, lo pasati al rashi am kodesh. I never stepped over the head of a Jew. In those days, they used to sit on the floor. So, people, when they used to walk, they would step over a guy. Do you want to go to the other side? He said, I never would step over the head of a holy nation. Very shocking. Another example. They asked Rabbi Pereda, Bema erachta yamin. How did you do it? So now we have the formula. I guess he didn't go take any shortcuts. He didn't step over people's head. But that's not what he said. He comes up with something else. This Gemara is very interesting. Because not one gave the same answer, somebody else. You would expect there's a formula, but everyone gave a different recipe. Says Rabbi Pereda, Mi amai, in all my days, lo kidemani adam lebet midrash. Nobody came first to the bet midrash before me. I was always there on time. Nice. And he gives a few other things. Let me skip to another one. They asked Rabbi Nehonya ben Akana. Rabbi Nehonya, tell us. Bema he'erachta yamim. He says, Mi yamai? In all my days, lo nitkabati bekalon haveri. I never got a good feeling of honor at my friend's downfall. Sometimes a person falls and it makes you feel special. Maybe you had an issue with him. Maybe you were his enemy, Asna. Whatever it is, and something happened to him, got in an accident, terrible news. Everyone knows that you were in a major dispute with him that lasted for a long time. And say, look what happened to him. And now you're feeling inner good feelings. He said, I never felt that way. Never happened. Says Rabbi Nehonya, Miyamai, my whole life, Vatran Bemamoni Hait. He says, in my whole life, I was always mevatel my money. I wasn't so particular. If I had to pay an extra this to get out of something, take it. I wasn't so tight when it came to money. Vatran, I was mevatel. If someone had to lose in the relationship money, I'm the one that lost. I gave more than I had to. I'd rather pay a little more and have a good relationship. For most of us, that's hard. It's my money. It's not fair. It is what it is. No. Vatran. My whole life, when there was a situation where it was holding on to my money or holding on to the relationship, I let go of the money. I never let money be in the way, even if I was right. Mevater. I said, you take it. This went on. I'm not giving you all the conversation. I'm giving you a couple of examples. They asked Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha, Bema he'erachta yamim, Rabbi, how did you do it? Amar. Oh, this was not asked by the Talmidim. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi asked this. Amar lo. Rabbeinu HaKadosh asking Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha. Amar lo, he said to him, Miyamai. In all my days, lo nistakalti bidmut adam rasha. I never looked at the face of a rasha. That's a hidush altogether. Who even knew that there's a problem looking at the face of a rasha? You get a magazine with rasha'im in it. Now I look at it. Even if they're dressed, can't look at a rasha. Unbelievable thing. We didn't even know this existed. Says Rabbi Yoshua, I never would look in the image of an Adam Rasha. I guess looking at the Rasha has some negative effects. The eyes are more powerful than we imagine. Sha'alu Talmidav et Rabbi Zerah. They asked Rabbi Zerah, his students asked him, Rabbi, Bema he'erachta yamim, how'd you do it? Again, this is not the same room, these are all in different places. But the Gemara is reporting it together. Amar lahem, mi amai, in all my days, lo hikfati betoch beti, I wasn't stubborn in my home. Hakpada means very particular, very micro analyze everything. Makpid means very particular about where the chair is, where the plate is, what for dinner. It's called very particular person about a lot of different things. He says, me am I. In all my days, I wasn't particular. No kibbeh Friday night, okay, no big deal. The food's not yet ready. I came home 10 minutes ago. Lord Pati, I wasn't so particular. Betoch beti. ולא ססתי בתקלת חבריי. In my whole life, I never rejoiced when somebody else failed. When somebody else suffered a loss, I never rejoiced. I have my competition. Something happened and his business went down. I never rejoiced. He says, in my whole life, I never called my friend by his nickname. I never gave people names. Shorty. People have all different kinds of beautiful names for people. And sometimes the person doesn't react, and sometimes he even laughs or goes along, but not necessarily, you know, his inner feelings. Of course they're going to laugh. What are they going to do? Be very careful. Don't assume that people are okay with their name, even though everybody's calling them by that name. Be very careful, because you could be causing a lot of hurt to the person, but they can't control it. He says, I never called a guy by his nickname. Now you look at all these answers. Again, a lot of them don't seem like major accomplishments. There's nothing here that any of us would not be able to do. But what's amazing about this Gemara, and you can never forget this Gemara, what's amazing about this Gemara is that they all answered the same answer. They all said the word miyamai in all my days. That is consistent. In all my days, I never did this. In all my days, I never did that. It almost feels when you read this Gemara that it doesn't really matter what you did or didn't do as long as you have next to it all the days. If you could say, in all my days, I didn't do anything, it doesn't matter what you fill in. In all my days, I never did this. Yin. It wasn't so much what they did. It's the fact that they did it always. That is the theme of a great life. Tov ve'lo ra. Always. You do something, do it always. Stick to it. Now I imagine miyamai doesn't mean from the day they were born. Very hard to believe when they were little that they did this. Obviously, I'm assuming that miyamai means from the time that I learned about it. From the time that I realized you can't look at a rasha. From then, that's it. Miyamai. To do a miyamai is not easy. We could all say we've done a lot of good in our life. How many things in your life could you say, miyamai? How many things in your life, the good that you do, or the bad you stay away from, how many things in your life could you say, miyamai? My guess is not one. It's very hard for a person to say, miyamai. I never did this. In all my days, I never did that. Very hard. The hell. Miyamai means there's 365 days a year. It means every day, 24 hours. It means no matter the situation, no matter how hard that day was for you, vacation, Yom Kippur, Purim, same. Miyamai. So you see, Gemala Tuto Velora is actually thank you. Gemala Tuto Velora is actually the secret ingredient of a great life. Even if it was only in a few things, They didn't say, me, am I never did anything wrong. They didn't say that. We would have expected that. Me, you want to know how? My whole life, I did nothing wrong. But that's not what happened here. Each one was able to say, me, am I on 3, 4, 5 things. But you see, even one thing that you could say, me, am I, even one thing already is so powerful. The difference between, imagine a guy says, me, am I never spoke in shul. In tefillah, I never spoke in tefillah. Me, am I. What's the difference between the guy who never spoke and the guy who spoke once?
You can't say it.
You can't say it exactly. You lost me, am I. You're a good guy. But you lost me, am I. Even one item in life that you could say me, am I to gives you so much beracha. Imagine you expand the me, am I item. The power of beracha in this world is from mi yamal. Shows you the power of shlemut. Shows you the power of perfection. Of doing something from beginning to end. Mi yamal. Why not? Take it on. Why can't we have a mi yamai on our level? Decide from now that I learned this Gemara. Now I'm more knowledgeable. Now I understand things better. Before I was maybe a little ignorant. But now I realize, you know what? From now on, I will never talk again during tefillah. Ever. I will never talk. I don't care who comes to next to me. I don't care how important they are. I don't care what they're talking about. I will never talk during tefillah. At the very least, you could say, I will never talk during Kiryat HaTorah. I will never talk during Hazarah. You could do that. That's not above our ability. We've done that many times. It's just that we don't always do. Depends on the situation. Depends on the day. Depends on the person next to me. Mi yamai. Mi yamai. I'm never going to complain. Not going to complain. There are things in our ability that we do probably most of the time. But what gets you to beracha world, he'erach tayamim world, is carry it till the end. Be shalem. Be complete. Don't say, I generally don't speak in tefillah. But today, whatever. No, don't do that. Mi yamai is so powerful. It's unbelievable. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. In Devarim, listen to these words that we end with. Ki tishmor et kol ha-mitzvah azot la'azota. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I gave you mitzvot to do. Asher anochi metzavecha ayom. The mitzvot that I commanded you today. Le'ahava et Hashem Elohecha. To love Hashem. Ve'lalechet bidrachav kol hayamim, and to go in the ways of Hashem all your days. Kol hayamim, the all your days Jew. What a powerful person. And what a powerful relationship. What a relationship between the Eshet Hayel, the husband, the Ish Hayet. What a powerful relationship when their goodness is pure and is all the time. Kol Hayamim. Miyamai. That's what makes great people and what makes great relationships. Consistency and shlemut, to be complete, not to allow the good to be the excuse for the ra. Gemalat uto velora. Make sure you don't put the period in your life because of the good, that I do good. No. Velora, you can't just do good. You have to make sure you don't do ra either. ברוך הוא אלי עולם, אמן ואמן.